let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we continue through this powerful Holy Week. Let us be open to the teaching that you give to us through Isaiah. Let us be filled with your Spirit that we may grow closer to you and become what you call us to be. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. You know, whenever I'm celebrating Mass, well, obviously not whenever, but many times when I'm celebrating Mass, and a reading like today's first reading comes up, I always bring out, and by the way, for today's first reading is Isaiah 49, 1 through 6. I always bring out that what I'm looking at in front of me is prophesied in the past, and I'll explain that in a second. By the way, I should mention for anyone who's new to the broadcast that keep in mind that I don't read the readings here, so you can find them at your daily reading. So there's various daily missals. There's Magnificat, there's the Word Among Us, there is Our Daily Bread, I think is another one. I could be wrong on that, but there's another one there. And then there's Bible at usccb.org, among others. And so there are places where you can read today's reading, so keep that in mind. So we're looking at Isaiah 49, 1 through 6, and what this tells us is the Lord is calling the Jewish people back, and he uses terms like the tribes of Jacob. Well, remember who Jacob was. Jacob is Israel. They're the same name. Jacob becomes Israel, meaning the names. So who is Jacob? Jacob is the son of Isaac. Isaac is the son of Abraham. So Jacob is then called Israel. And Israel means struggles with God, because Jacob and God had literally a wrestling match. You can find that in the book of Genesis. So we see that story, and Jacob and Israel the same. Well, who are the tribes of Jacob? Well, Jacob had his sons, and each one of his sons, a tribe followed them. So in other words, succeeded them, I guess is the better word. So if you look at the name of the sons of Jacob, you're going to find they are the tribes of Israel. So when we see that, his servant, who is actually referring to Jesus, is going to raise up the tribes of Jacob, which are the 12 tribes of Israel that can trace themselves, each one of themselves, back to one of the sons of Jacob, who is also known as Israel, who is the son of Isaac, who is therefore the grandson of Abraham. Okay, we got all that together? We're looking at all that. And so, remember, God called Abraham and said he would make his descendants is more numerous than the stars in the sky and the sands on the seashore. And keep in mind, we're talking long before a light pollution. So the stars in the sky, I'm sure you've seen pictures. It's tragic, I have to say it like that, but it's true. I'm sure you've seen pictures, are just so numerous. And so you look at this great number of the stars in the sky. So here, all of this is being traced back to this time of the Jewish history. And what is he calling them to do? Why is he calling them to do that? Because they are called to be the light that shines to the nations. So you can see that this is the mission of the tribes of Jacob, who are the 12 tribes of Israel, can trace their history back to Jacob's grandfather, who is Abraham, and God's call of Abraham. And Jacob is also known as Israel. So you have that powerful message, and this is what we're looking at Holy Week, because remember, all of that would have made no sense to really the people who would look at strictly God choosing the Jews during the time before Jesus, because that's the whole point. Prophets only preached to the Jews. It's one of my favorite quotes, comes from St. John Chrysostom, who said that each of us who are called to live the gospel in such a way that we are preaching the gospel, we have a more powerful and a larger job than the prophets, because the prophets only preached to the descendants of Israel, to the to the 12 tribes of Israel. And we're called to preach to the whole world. But that whole mission, going out to the whole world, begins literally with Jesus. That's when the mission happens, but it's all predicted in the Old Testament. That time will come, that whole thing, and that's what we see. Remember that powerful scene I've talked to you about, where, I mean, I've never been to the Holy Land. My voice has. I've done some voiceovers for Terra Santa News, but I myself have never been there. I have a standing invitation to go there, but it's to go there for a year, and I haven't been able to be in a position where I can actually go there for a year. But I have a standing invitation to go to Israel, and that invitation that is there, where you know, that I could go out and experience this. Well, I've been told that in Jerusalem you will see flags from all the nations in the world, or at least most of them. And someone like Isaiah, if he came, landed on the earth today, or appeared on the earth today, and he happened to see that, he would probably fall to the ground in his knees, because that would mean the prophecy that he made, which we can see today, has come true. That all the nations come and worship the God of the Jews in Jerusalem. So he would say, yes, that is now true. And so that's that reality we're talking about. So when I also say that, when I'm celebrating Mass and you see the people and say, well, that prophecy is here today, because you're looking at people from all over the world. I have an interesting expression when I'm talking about the two communities. I have one community, the Brazilians. Why? Because they're from Brazil. And they are. They're virtually every one of them are from Brazil. They speak Brazilian Portuguese. Some, there may be one or two that comes from Portugal, but they are Brazilians. They speak Brazilian Portuguese. So what do I call the people who attend Mass in English? I call them the English speakers. Why? Because they all speak English. Some of them are Brazilians, some of them are Africans, some of them are from other parts of the world, and most of them are here in the United States. But you realize that it's a larger group, because they all happen to speak English. So when I describe them, I say, well, yeah, you know, this is what we're doing in the English-speaking community, because we're talking about that simple reality. We're talking about the English speakers who are from different parts of the world, as opposed to the Brazilians, who obviously are from Brazil. But even that speaks volumes, because if we look at that, we're seeing these Brazilian Catholics, we're seeing these Catholics from other parts of the world. And remember, up until the time of the Acts of the Apostles, the message only went to the Jews, because the call was going to be that the Jews and the Jews alone were going to be the light of the nations. And then from the Jews would come the message of salvation, which is exactly what has happened. But this is what's predicted by Isaiah here. And this obviously comes from back in the middle of, well, we're looking at Isaiah 49. So we're looking at roughly after the Babylonian exile. So maybe during and after the Babylonian exile, which of course was in the 6th century BC. So you can see that huge difference. So what does that tell you? That tells you that the message came true, even though I'm sure, and I say this all the time, there were people who, probably not among the Jews, but among other nations, you know, would have said something, get a load of this. Everyone's going to go worship the God of the Jews in Jerusalem. Yeah, that's going to happen. I'm serious. They would have like, what? Are you kidding me? Because remember, all the religions were nationalistic. So who is the greatest god in the world? Well, the greatest god or gods in the world were the gods from our nation, whatever nation it was. And that's why it's so profound when you hear people say, like King Nebuchadnezzar, we will all worship the God of the Jews. That would be incredible. It would almost be like saying, we're now going to, from here on in, we're going to salute the flag of Liechtenstein. They'll go, Liechtenstein? I mean, not like all the flags, just the flag of Liechtenstein. We go, Liechtenstein, why? And that's how people would look at it and then come to find out, not the Liechtenstein part, but the Jewish part, that yes, all the world saw this light. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget, the best way you can support our parish and our program is to come to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. That's at 43 Holton Street, H-O-L-T-O-N Street, in Alston, Massachusetts. Come to the 10 o'clock Mass and join us in worshiping the Lord in Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. In Cristo vivimos.